If you've lived through the past few years in the same world I have, you're bound to have felt out of balance and overwhelmed most days. As the months pass, this feeling of imbalance can become a state of mind, putting your nervous system into a constant state of survival mode. Survival mode doesn't allow for rest or joy or the vulnerability you need to try new things. Things that could help you bring yourself back to a state of mind that includes positivity, peace, and balance. So, what do you do when the end isn't in sight? You focus your energy on the things you can control, and your chakras can help you do that. You may have heard about chakras and how it's important to keep them balanced, but what exactly are they? And how do they affect your physical and emotional well-being? And how can crystals help you keep them balanced? Well, today I'm sharing a beginner's guide to the seven chakras, what they are, why they matter, and how they can help you bring balance and positivity into your life with healing crystals and seven chakra affirmations. Hi there, I'm Eileen Fine, and I'm on a mission to help you live your best life with mindfulness. I created the Tiny Balcony to be a tiny sacred space in your life where you can be still, be mindful, be kind to yourself, and see the perfect beauty that lives in you. Join me and my guests each week for heart-centered, motivational, honest conversations about mindfulness and wellness, self-discovery and spirituality, body acceptance and midlife awakenings. Pour yourself a glass of something special and get comfortable as we go on a journey to discover your best life with mindfulness. This is the Tiny Balcony Podcast. So first, what are chakras and why do they matter? Well, in Sanskrit, the word chakra means disc or wheel. These wheels of spinning energy correspond to nerve bundles and major organs in your body and are considered the energy centers of your body. There are seven major chakras that run from the base of your spine to the crown of your head. Your root chakra, the sacral chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart chakra, the throat chakra, the third eye chakra, and the crown chakra. Where today's Western medicine treats the symptoms of an illness, Ayurvedic medicine looks at the root of an illness through your chakra energy centers and addresses how each is blocked or out of balance to alleviate pain and suffering in your mind, body, and spirit. Pairing the approaches of Western and Ayurvedic medicine is a wonderful way to bring healing and balance into your life, and one of the many reasons I use the practice of chakra meditation in my life. So where do your chakras live, and what role do they play? Well, your root chakra is represented by the color red, and it is linked to the earth element. It's located at the base of your spine and is responsible for your sense of security and stability. It provides you with a foundation for life and helps you feel grounded and able to withstand challenges. Hello, the past few years. A balanced root chakra is linked to feeling grounded, physical health, being comfortable in your own body, a sense of safety and security, stability, prosperity, and the ability to be still. An overactive root chakra is linked to feelings of heaviness, sluggishness, resistance to change, overeating, hoarding, material fixation, greediness, and workaholic behaviors. An underactive root chakra is linked to fear, anxiety, underweight, restlessness, and difficulty manifesting. Crystals that can help balance your root chakra include garnet and hematite that ground the body's energy, and red jasper to connect with the element of the earth. An affirmation for your root chakra is, I am safe. Your sacral chakra is represented by the color orange and linked to the water element. Located just below your belly button, this chakra is responsible for your sense of playfulness, sexuality, and creative energy. It's also linked to how you relate to your emotions and the emotions of others, intimacy, and sensuality. A balanced sacral chakra is linked to feeling emotionally content, being capable of intimacy, the ability to embrace change, emotional intelligence, creativity, the ability to enjoy pleasure and passion. An overactive sacral chakra is linked to sexual addictions, obsessive attachments, excessive mood swings, being excessively sensitive, and poor boundaries. An underactive sacral chakra is linked to a feeling of rigidity in your body, emotional numbness or sensitivity, fear of change, lack of desire or passion, and boredom. Crystals that can help balance your sacral chakra include sunstone for removing inhibitions, orange moonstone for new beginnings and embracing change, and carnelian for unleashing creativity. A sacral chakra affirmation is, I belong to the universal oneness. Your solar plexus chakra is represented by the color yellow and linked to the fire element. Located just above your belly button, your vagus nerve, which can switch your nervous system from fight or flight to relaxation, lives in this energy center. Your solar plexus chakra is responsible for confidence and self-esteem and helps you feel in control of your choices and life. A balanced solar plexus is linked to being responsible, reliable, good self-discipline, confidence, being warm, energetic, and playful. An overactive solar plexus chakra is linked to a domineering attitude, aggressiveness, being hyperactive, or being stubborn. An underactive solar plexus chakra is linked to being passive, feeling a lack of energy, poor digestion, low self-esteem, and poor self-discipline. Crystals that can help balance your solar plexus chakra include tiger's eye for leading with courage, citrine for manifesting joy, and jasper to fill you with light and positive play. A sacral chakra affirmation is, I am powerful. The heart chakra is represented by the color green and linked to the air element. Located near your heart in the center of your chest, your heart chakra is all about the ability to give and receive love and show compassion. Your ability to forgive and heal also lives in your heart chakra. A balanced heart chakra is linked to being caring, compassionate, empathetic, accepting, loving, peaceful, content. An overactive heart chakra is linked to being codependent, focusing too much on others, having poor boundaries, and jealousy. An underactive heart chakra is linked to being antisocial, withdrawn, critical, intolerant, lacking empathy, and having a fear of intimacy. Crystals that can help you balance your heart chakra include rose quartz, which is the stone of unconditional love and self-compassion, malachite, which is transformational and gives positive change, and green avertine, which brings optimism and pure heart opening. The heart chakra affirmation is, I am loved. Your third eye chakra is represented by the color indigo and is linked to the element of light. Located between your eyebrows, this chakra is connected to your ability to see beyond your eyesight. It's the doorway to your intuition and your sense of imagination for seeing what's possible. A balanced third eye chakra is linked to being responsible, reliable, having good self-discipline, having confidence, and being warm, energetic, and playful. An overactive third eye chakra is linked to delusions, obsessions, nightmares, intrusive memories, difficulty concentrating, and excessive fantasizing. An underactive third eye chakra is linked to low imagination, difficulty visualizing, insensitivity, excessive skepticism, denial, and an inability to see alternatives. Crystals that can help balance the third eye chakra include sodalite, which brings clarity, concentration, and a surge of focused energy. Lapis lazuli, which is a great name, which brings deep wisdom, truth, and judgment. And amethyst, which brings protection, calming dreams, and a move past spiritual discontent. A third eye chakra affirmation is, I am open to and trust the universe. The seventh chakra, which is your crown chakra, is represented by the color white and linked to the element of thought. Located at the top of your head, your crown chakra represents your spiritual connection to yourself, others, and the universal creator, and plays a role in guiding your life's purpose. A balanced crown chakra is linked to spiritual connection, wisdom, mastery, intelligence, presence, open-mindedness, and an ability to question with open-mindedness. An overactive crown chakra is linked to a feeling of confusion, excessive attachments, and living in your head. An underactive crown chakra is linked to cynicism, to anything spiritual, a closed mind, a rigid belief system, and apathy. Crystals that can help balance your crown chakra include amethyst for serenity, connection, and peace, clear quartz, which is an amplifier of energy, and selenite, which brings rejuvenation and connection with joy. A crown chakra affirmation is, I am connected to all things. So how can you help balance your chakras? Well, although each chakra has a crystal that's associated with its color, chakra healing with crystals is more about the individual energy of each crystal more than its color. For example, amethyst, with its purple and violet hue, is commonly associated with the third eye chakra. But it can also be used with the crown chakra and the sacral chakra, and any chakra at all, really, as it holds the energy of peace, calmness, and feeling centered. The same is true for clear quartz, which is a conduit for energy and can help you balance any of your chakras. My advice is to always follow your intuition when it comes to picking the right stone or crystal for the right chakra. And most importantly, use whatever you have to get started. When working with your crystals to bring your chakra into balance, you can either put them directly on your body to align with the chakra's position, or hold them in your hands in front of your chakra. Say the chakra affirmation that I've listed here today, and you can also find in a blog article on our website. And while you are gazing with your eyes open on your crystal or with your eyes closed, feel the weight of the crystal in your hands while repeating your affirmation out loud or in your mind. Just a few minutes of focus is all you need to take the first steps in caring for yourself and giving yourself the time and energy you need to bring your chakras and your life into balance. And there you have it, a beginner's guide to the seven chakras, what they are, why they matter, and how they can bring balance and positivity into your life, with healing crystals and seven chakra affirmations. Head on over to thetinybalcony.com/resources to download my free Essentials of Healing Crystals handbook for more inspiration, tips, and information about your chakras, healing crystals, and meditation. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Tiny Balcony Podcast. If this episode has left you wanting to learn more about healing crystals and chakras, head on over to thetinybalcony.com/chakra and tap into my newest mini course, The Essentials of Chakra Meditation. You'll get access to me as your guide for seven guided chakra meditations to help you clear out and balance each of your chakras. They are so good. A practice building workbook with teachings, worksheets, and guides for your chakras and healing crystals, and two bonus chakra meditations for your Earth Star Chakra and your Soul Star Chakra. I promise I will help you build a meditation practice that is so enjoyable and fun, you will look forward to carving out a few minutes of your day to take care of yourself through the healing energy that lives within you with your chakras and the healing energy that surrounds you with crystals. Visit thetinybalcony.com/chakra to learn more.